It's a Monday. Let's do Dave's. Did you know?
Listen to this.
But did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
Gives us a couple of facts of things that we probably didn't know before today. Most times we know what the facts are.
Okay, did you know that this about Disneyland? When it opened in 1955, there was a lingerie shop.
Yes.
Did you really?
I saw it. There was a documentary on Disney Plus about Disneyland and the rides that they had there and the story behind it. And that was in the documentary, yes.
Oh, there you go. Did you know
that?
Did you know?
Guess what?
Tell me something else about Disneyland.
That's cool.
Well, I can teach you.
Women would go in there, okay, to buy the intimate apparel. They'd also get a presentation from a mechanical figure called the Wizard of Bras.
You're a bra, Harry.
Wave his wand at the guests.
Bra! Is...
There you go. Something a little bit different.
I learned something new too. Actually, no, I already knew that.
Listen to this.
But did you know?
Next. Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
This is right down your alley, because I know you love dogs, right?
Mm.
In 2012, Mexico City introduced a campaign called the Terror Campaign. It allowed dog owners to trade in bags of dog poo for free Wi-Fi.
When? In 2012?
In 2012. And you've got to remember, Mexico City, third world country, I guess. Getting a free Wi-Fi, it'd be a great thing. So what you do, they had special bins. They set them up in parks, right?
You'd see people around the dog parks here in Mackay with Sundays just going grabbing that poo. to drop it off your free Wi-Fi. Yeah.
Recycle.
Yeah.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
You'd throw the business idea. Somebody just patented that business idea.
Kids are running around with a scoop.
Poo for Wi-Fi.
Listen to this.
But did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
I've saved the best for last, is a local one as well.
Yep.
In 1989, there was a bloke by the name of Brett Caldwell. He caught a three-legged 60-year-old 5-metre croc in Kelsey Creek near Proserpine.
Mm.
Well done to him. It actually took farmers 8 weeks to try and nab this croc. They couldn't do it. He's rocked up using a net on his first attempt with only one arm. Like, literally, he had an accident, and he only had one arm.
Was it taken by a crocodile by any chance? No. Is it just, like, retaliation for him, or
quite
what?
Quite possibly, actually. Who knows? But a three-legged croc caught by a guy with one arm.
Oh, so the crocodile had three legs?
Yeah.
Ugh.
So, tit for tat.
How did a three-legged croc not go in circles? when it swims, wouldn't it go in circles?
Don't they use their tail to swim? They wouldn't.
I'm not a crocodile professional. I have no idea.
The legs back and go.
No, I thought, wouldn't if it's like one arm, like wouldn't you just go around in circles?
Oh, they got the two front arms. They must have been bulked up. Who knows?
Well, you didn't say which arm it was.
Oh,
leg was missing.
Well, quite possibly. I just find it funny that Brett got up there with the first go with one arm.
Listen to this.
But did you know?
Oh, my God.
What?
Where do you get the stuff from?
That one was from the Proserpine Museum, their Facebook page.
They also told you how to use toilet paper as newspaper last week.
That's my source from now on.